More than 30 elementary school children in the fourth grade are attending an Arabic language class for the first time in 8 months since the Israeli-Hamas war. The children are displaced from Gaza City in northern Gaza. The class is in a tent in the German Marine Club Sea Resort in the middle Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Bala. The Sea Resort now operates as a shelter for about 1,000 people. Badria Hamouda, a displaced teacher from the northern town of Beit Lahia, lives at the shelter and tells Pacifica she and a colleague of hers created the classroom a few weeks ago.
We noticed the children's interests have changed away from education, so we felt compelled to at least preserve the amount of education they received before the war with these classes. We did this on our own. Sometimes I teach them in my own place, as I also live in a tent. Today, we're teaching 35 students.
Fellow school teacher Nariman Al-Sultan is also a displaced resident from the northern town of Beit Lahia. Nariman says she teaches children from first to sixth grade.
Every beginning should be difficult, but we feel obliged to help the children resume their education, as we can't help them in other ways. We teach them on a daily basis.
Ahmad Al-Zanin is a fourth grade student from northern Gaza.
Though I feel disgusted in the tent during class because of sitting on the dust, I feel good while learning. Actually, they provide us with awards like calendars and copybooks.
Displaced families are supporting the teachers' initiative. Rada Hellas is a displaced mother from Gaza City's Shejaya neighborhood. Rada sends her first grade daughter, Mira, to the classes.
That is a good initiative. My daughter spends a couple of hours per day there, and her daily routine has positively changed. At least I follow up with her inside our tent. I noticed that she began playing a letters game, so I was able to bring her a toy with those letters.
Those overseeing the German Marine Club shelter help the teachers set up the tent school. Bassem Alanka is in charge of the shelter camp.
I am in charge of this camp, which is the home of 2,000 families, making up 10,000 individuals. This camp mainly provides food for the displaced families, but we also felt determined to help the children continue their education. Actually, we only allow them to use our administration's tent and manage to provide them with donated copybooks, something we know is not enough.
A majority of Gaza's schools are now occupied by displaced families from various parts of the Gaza Strip. Local estimates suggest that 80 schools have been either partially or completely damaged because of Israel's war on the Islamist Hamas party after Hamas's October 7th attack. I'm Max Pringle at KPFA reporting for Rami Almagari in Gaza.